And if you would like to, and if you feel the Spirit prompting you to, take that to be your verse for this year and possibly for the rest of your life as well. This is what it says, verse 32 of chapter 8, the book of Romans. It says, "He did not even spare his own son, but offered him up for us all. How will he not also with him grant us everything?" It's a no-brainer. That's what Paul is saying. This is a no-brainer. You know, if God has given us his own son, how can he not along with him grant us everything that we require in our lives? Everything, guys. And there's nothing that God is going to withhold from you and from me, because he has not withheld the greatest and the costliest gift to each one of us. And the greatest and the costliest gift was his son, Jesus Christ. How will he hold back anything else? It doesn't cost him anything. It doesn't cost him anything more to give us all that we need in life. And that's what Paul is saying. He says, how will he not also with him grant us everything? And I want you to kind of, in your minds, underline and highlight the word everything, which basically, everything. There's nothing that God is going to withhold from you and from me, because he has given us the greatest and what is costliest to him. So as we look to 2017, where we have landed into, and as we highlight this word, everything, I want to kind of maybe digress a little bit and ask you a few questions, guys. We have walked into 2017. We are now in the new year. And I want to ask you, what is it that you are actually hoping for in this new year? What is it that you're actually personally gunning for in 2017? What is it that you want for you to happen in 2017? And I don't mean spiritually. I mean in any sphere of life. So what are you gunning for? What is it that you want in 2017? What is it you want to happen for you? Maybe you want to land that place at Cambridge University. I don't know. Maybe you want to graduate from uni with first class honors. Whatever it is, I want you to think for a moment. Put something on paper there that you really, 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 really want to happen this year. It's so important. It's so important for each one of us when we have something that we want to happen for us, when we have a goal or a purpose or an objective, we put something towards it. Or in other words, let me use a different term, we position ourselves. We put ourselves in the right position so that we are going to achieve whatever it is we're going to achieve, so that we're going to receive whatever it is that we're going to receive. And I want to encourage you this year, as you do that for yourselves, and coming back to the verse that we looked at, and I like the verse, the version that is up there, which says, if he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? That's what it says. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us everything? Everything. And when you look at this year, every one of you hopefully had something written there. Every one of you hopefully are looking forward to something to happen in your life this year. Every one of you are looking forward for something to grow in your life this year. And I'll share with you what I have been thinking about, and I would like to see 2017 in my life happen, was that over the past few days, we had a couple of days of a retreat with leaders in the youth leaders here. And over the past few weeks, there's something been stirring in my heart, something inside me just keeps telling me that I don't study God's word enough. I don't read the Bible enough. Something inside me just keeps telling me that. I just feel that kind of feeling inside me saying, I'm not studying the word of God enough. And this has been happening for many weeks. And I've taken kind of steps towards that by making sure that I have some dedicated times of study. And I actually took a period in the Old Testament. I said, I'm going to study this period of the Old Testament and see how God has been working there. But over the past few days, as I said, when we were at the leaders' retreat on Friday, we had a guest. And the guest speaker said something that really resonated with me. And that guest speaker said that she has been feeling, she said, that she doesn't, lately she has been feeling that she doesn't read the Bible enough. And I felt God really speaking to me directly, because that was just a confirmation of what I was feeling over the past few weeks. So 2017, I said, I want that to be a year when I'm not going to feel this feeling anymore, when I'm not going to look back and think, I did not study the Bible enough. I don't want that year, this year, to be the year in which I will also, by the end of it, like I did by the end of 2016, think, I did not read, I did not study my Bible enough. It means that I could have done, but I didn't do it. So this year, I'm gunning to actually get deeper in the Bible study, in studying God's Word. And that's my personal ambition, my personal goal for this year. But at the same time, I want to encourage all of you to drive for something else in your lives. You know, all these things that you have written are good. All these things that you've written are fine. And what I want us to really drive for in 2017 is what it says here is that he who did not spare his own son but gave him up for us all, how will he not along with him also graciously give us everything? God wants to give us everything. Everything for our lives God has in store for us and is ready to release them. Because he has released the greatest. He has released the costliest. He has released the best. And everything else that comes after that is nowhere near the gift that God has already given each one of us, which is the gift of his son, Jesus Christ. Christ is the greatest gift that me and you have ever and will ever receive from God. We will not receive a greater gift from God. But everything else that we need for life, we receive and will receive from God, because the Bible says, how will he not also, along with Christ, graciously give us all things? So I want us to really see how we get all these things that God has for us. So turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 1. And I want to show you why we need to drive, why we need to really, really gun for something in our lives more than any other thing in order to get everything that we wanted, everything that we wrote, everything that you wrote, even if it's one thing, it's two things, three things, everything that you wrote down there that you need for your life, God is ready and prepared to give to you. But this is how we get and receive from God. Verse 3. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 3. It says, his divine power has given us everything required for life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. I'll repeat it again. His divine power has given us everything required for life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. So basically, look at the verse, and it says that God has given us everything. His divine power has given us everything that we require for life and godliness. Am I reading this correctly? Do your Bibles say that? Check, please. Check, please. Make sure that I'm not misleading you. It says that his divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life, or for life and godliness in another translation. Everything we need. Again, I want to underline and highlight that word everything, guys. God has in his providence given us everything we need, but there is an avenue through which we access it. What's the avenue? The knowledge of God. Is everybody with me? You gun for everything else in your life. But if you don't gun for the knowledge of God, if you don't chase after God himself to get to know him, if you don't make that your primary drive in your life, you miss out on the things that God has for you. God has promised, and it says here in his word that he has given us everything we need for godliness or for a godly life, for life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. It is through the knowledge of God, our personal knowledge of God, each and every individual one of us, we want to know God. God wants each one of us to know him personally. And I want to encourage you for 2017 to have that as the primary drive of your life. I'm not saying you should stop doing the other things. I'm not saying that you should stop studying or stop doing work. But God has everything for you, everything for your life, everything for godliness, ready for you. Only through his knowledge. It's when you know him and through knowing him that you can access all that that God has for you. That's why in Romans chapter 8 where we read it says, how will he not also with him grant us everything? And then in Peter it says, he has actually given us everything. It's already been done. It's already been done. It's just you who are not accessing it. It's just you who is not going there to get it. His divine power has given us everything required for life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. And I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you. Make sure the knowledge of God is a pursuit in your life. Make sure that you're chasing after the knowledge of God. Make sure, unless you do that, you're missing out on everything that God has for you. You're missing out. It's really important. In order to get what God has for us, we need to access it through our knowledge of him. If you don't develop that knowledge of God in your life, if there is no drive to get to know God better in your life, then what will happen is that you will end up not having everything that God has planned and prepared for you to have. It says he has given us everything required. In Romans, Paul said, how will he not give us everything? In 2 Peter, it says he has given us everything. But this time, he's showing us how to get that. How do we get to everything? It's for you to access. And I'm going to show you, as I finish, how to access that knowledge of God. Because it is so important. God wants us to run after him. It's in running after God, you run after everything else that God has for you in this life. If you don't run after God, you only run after those things, you just catch a few of them. One here, one there, maybe one here. But if you run after God, you catch everything that God has for you. That is why it says everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him, it says. Ephesians chapter 1 is where we're going to conclude at. The book of Ephesians is written to Christians that Paul has been teaching for, I think, a couple of years. He has been teaching them for about 2 years. And he has been separated from them, and now he writes back to them again. And he is sharing with them his knowledge and also his prayer for them, especially in verse 17. Okay, verse 17 and 18. And keep in mind that he's not praying for non-Christians. He is praying for Christians he knows very well. He taught about for 2 years. And these are people who know Christ already. And this is what he prays for them. He says, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, would give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. I'm just going to read only that. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, that's his prayer for these Ephesian Christians. He says, I pray to God that he would give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Because we cannot graduate with the knowledge of God. It's impossible. Sometimes we think because we come to church, our knowledge of God has been perfected. Or sometimes we think because we haven't made a decision to follow to God, we know God. Or sometimes we think just because we are born into a Christian family, we know God. And that's nothing is further from the truth. God is talking about and God wants us to have a personal knowledge of him. Not a second-hand knowledge of him. You know, not a knowledge of him through another person. And here Paul is praying. He says, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, would give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Or in another version, it says, to get to know him better. And I was talking about this weekend retreat that we had with leaders. And the guest that we had there, one of the things that she actually advised all the leaders and all of us there was she said, you know, stop praying silly prayers. Oh God, give me this. Oh God, do this for me. She said, pray prayers like this. what Paul is praying and saying to God, that he would give the people, God's people, his own children, a spirit of wisdom and revelation to know him. And that's what Paul's prayer was about. And I'm going to encourage you guys, take this prayer and own it. Own it. Pray for yourself every day. God, give me a spirit of wisdom and revelation in your knowledge. Give it to me. I need it. I want it. I hunger for it. I want to get to know you better. Make that your own prayer. That's why it's written here. It is a spirit-induced prayer that Paul is praying for the Ephesian Christians in this place. Make it your own. I remember having prayed for it for about 3-4 years. Because I wanted to get to know God better. And I understood that it is when God releases the spirit of wisdom and revelation, as he does when we come together like this to learn about him, as he does when we take our own time to pray, to read, and to study scripture. It's so important. God is willing and happy to release the spirit of wisdom and revelation upon each one of us and in each of our lives. But you know what? You have to position yourself to be able to receive it. Positioning is so important. If you don't make the time and the space, if there is no environment around you in which God can drop that spirit, then there's no spirit there. There's no revelation there. There's no knowledge of God there. And the knowledge of God, as we said early on, is the avenue how we access everything for life and godliness. Let this year be a year in which we drive to excel in the knowledge of God, guys. If you drive to excel in the knowledge of God, you will find that everything else falls into place. Some of us, or many of us, are in education. And I know that we are really ambitious and driven people, which is a good thing academically and career-wise. It's very good. Let this drive to know God and to excel in his knowledge be on par, if not more, in our lives, friends. Let our drive to know God and to excel in his knowledge be greater, friends, because through that knowledge we access everything else in every sphere and area of our lives. That's what God is saying. That's what his word says. And it's unchanging. But I want to encourage you, as you drive to excel in the knowledge of God, make sure that you position yourself to receive his spirit of wisdom and revelation. Make sure you are seeking, asking for this spirit of wisdom and revelation in your life. Don't expect just things to happen for you. Make sure that you are making time to receive that spirit of wisdom and revelation. Make sure that you're positioned in the right places. Make sure you're in your cells every week. Make sure that you are in your daily devotion every day to receive that spirit of wisdom and revelation. It doesn't just fly off and can land on you. No. You have to position yourself. And positioning is so vital in the spiritual realm. It's so important that you position yourself correctly in order to receive from God. That spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God, it's not something that flies around and then finds you and lands on you. It's something that you intentionally receive from God. And when God finds you in a place where you really mean it, that really shows him that you want it, he's going to give it to you. He's not a mean father. He's going to give it to you. And you're going to grow in that personal knowledge of God for yourself. You're going to know God for yourself better and better every day. But the time that you make and the positions that you take and adopt in your life will be critical. If you really drive for excellence in the knowledge of God, to excel in the knowledge of God, you'll make sure that you make the time to receive that spirit of wisdom and revelation. And without the spirit of wisdom and revelation, without God's spirit revealing God himself to us through his word, through our community, through our fellowships, it's not going to happen in our lives. And without the knowledge of God, friends, we're not going to get everything that God has given us. Access is through the knowledge of God. There's no other avenue by which we can access everything that God has for you and for me, for each one of us, for life and godliness. And imagine, it's for life and godliness. Nothing is exempted. Nothing is left out. Nothing is left behind. Everything has been given to us. Whatever it is that you are really desperate to see happen in your life, work towards it by all means. Work towards it. Make sure you're positioning yourself. Make sure that you are working, you know, your socks off. Work towards whatever it is that you guys have, you know, put as a goal for 2017. Work towards it. Don't shy away. If you want to go to Oxford like Sarah, you are going to put in a lot of work. You're going to make sure that you're not going to mess about. You're going to make sure that you're going to be in class when you should be in class. Position. You're not going to miss your classes every now and again. Position. You're going to make sure that your position is there, that your place is reserved. You're going to make sure that every subject, every time, every class, you're going to sit there and be there and receiving from the teacher. Position. If you're not in your position, you're not going to receive anything. Position. You're going to be in your room while your friends are watching telly or going out to watch movies. You're going to be in your room revising. Position. You're going to be receiving from that book that you're reading through. Position. You're going to work hard to make sure that you get an excellent grade on your assignment. Position. It's the same with God. Unless you position yourselves correctly, God is not going to give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in his knowledge. And without the knowledge of God, your access to everything that God has given you for life and godliness is severely restricted. And I mean it, severely restricted. Position is important. Make sure that you are there every day at a time when God's expecting you in your daily devotion, connecting with God. Make sure. If you're not there, you know, it's just the same. In a classroom, if you don't come to class, you're not going to receive the teacher's lessons or teaching, his expertise, his knowledge, his experience. You're not going to get it. Some of us have extra classes, you know. If you don't appear on those extra classes, you're not going to get the extra support that you need. But there are primary things that you must position yourself in, yourselves, your personal devotions, and your church life. These are the positions that you must maintain, that you must find yourself in. Make sure that you're there receiving that spirit of wisdom and revelation on top of the prayer that you're praying for your life, asking God to give you spirit of wisdom and revelation in knowing him. Without the knowledge of God, friends, and I'm going to say this one last time, your access to what God has for you for this life and for godliness is severely restricted. You're not going to be able to live the life that God intended for you, planned for you, and wants to empower you to live unless you actually access his knowledge. And through that knowledge, access everything he has for you, which he has already given. His divine power has given us everything required for everything and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Let's pray. Hallelujah. I just want to encourage you to make some commitments right now, to make some decisions. Are you going to make that prayer that Paul prayed for the Ephesian Christians your own prayer? Father, the God of glory, the Father of Jesus Christ, would give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation in his knowledge. What a great gift that is, guys. So much more than so many of the material things that we ask for. A spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. And are you ready? Just make your own commitments. Are you ready to maintain your positions, guys? To position yourself in such a way that you are receiving that spirit from God. Spirit of wisdom and revelation in your knowledge. I want to pray right now for people who would like to just make a decision in their lives that they want this year to be a year in which they excel in the knowledge of God. You want to excel in the knowledge of God. You just want to just grow in leaps and bounds in your knowledge of God. You want your knowledge of God to be something primary in your life that you're pursuing and chasing after. You want that knowledge of God to be something that you would be looking for and searching for and seeking in your life continually. Just want to ask you, if you want to do that, just show me your hand as well, and we're going to pray for you. You know, we're going to ask God to honor your desires. We're going to ask God to meet you where you have desired him and he wants to meet you. Father God, we just thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you have put this desire in each one of them. Father, I want to pray right now in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that this desire would just be multiplied inside of them. Father, I pray that this desire would be fueled by your Holy Spirit even further. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that this desire would not depart from them, but would just be with them and in them like a burning fire, Father God. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that this desire to know you more, to get to know you for themselves, Father God, would be one that would never leave them for the rest of their lives, but they would constantly, Father God, continually, Father God, be seeking for you, chasing after you, wanting to know you more. Father, I pray in Jesus' name, just like Enoch, they would be carried away, Father God, in your knowledge, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name, Father God, as they seek you, as they position themselves, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name, pour out your spirit of wisdom and revelation into their hearts. Pour out your spirit of wisdom and revelation into their lives. Pour out your spirit of wisdom and revelation, Father God, in your knowledge, Lord, that they would grow, that they would know you for themselves, Father God, that they would desire to know you even more and more every single day. Father, I pray for every person standing here, as they express their desire before you, that they would experience a fresh release of your spirit in their lives, a fresh revelation, Father God, wisdom, Father God, in your knowledge. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, may your hand be upon them. May your spirit of wisdom and revelation be imparted to them, Father God, powerfully imparted to them, that this year, Father God, would be a year that they would grow in their knowledge of you and begin to access more and more of what you have for them for this life and for godliness. Father God, we pray this all and thank you that you are ready. You are on standby to just release the spirit of wisdom and revelation on whosoever wants to know you. Whosoever wants to know you better, whosoever desires to grow in their knowledge of you. Father, I want to thank you that you have and you're on standby to release that spirit. Lord, may this year be a year in which each one of them would get to experience you more, get to know you more, get to touch you more, get to say for themselves that I know whom I have believed, just like Paul did. Lord, I pray that they would be really blessed. And I bless them right now, Lord, in your knowledge. In Jesus' name, amen.